the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. For I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
And forgive all
God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday in Lent is from Exodus chapter 8. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the earth, so that they may become gnats in all the land of Egypt." And they did so. Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth, and there were gnats on man and beast. All the dust of the earth became gnats in all the land of Egypt. The magicians tried by their secret arts to produce gnats, but they could not. So there were gnats on man and beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Rise up early in the morning and present yourself to Pharaoh as he goes out to the water, and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Or else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and your servants and your people, and into your houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be filled with swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. But on that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, where my people dwell, so that no swarms of flies shall be there, that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. Thus I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign shall happen.' And the Lord did so. There came great swarms of flies into the house of Pharaoh and into his servants' houses. Throughout all the land of Egypt, the land was ruined by the swarms of flies. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Arise, O Lord, let no man prevail. Let the nations be judged before you.
When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not be even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not associate with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter. Now Jesus was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons." While others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul, and if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest. And finding none, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
God of our salvation.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Behind every temptation is the first temptation uttered by Satan in the Garden of Eden to Eve, which can be summed up as this: you can be like God. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Satan has been winning friends and influencing people with this little gem since he snared Adam and Eve in that garden long ago. You can be like God. You can define truth for yourself. You can decide whether or not something is good or evil with your own human reason. You don't need some higher power to do your thinking for you. You can determine all things with your own natural abilities. You can figure out which things are true and false all by your lonesomes. You don't need God's word. You can be like God. Satan is so good at what he does that he has convinced many to believe that the universe as we know it just exploded into existence all by itself. And that this privileged planet upon which we dwell, the planet we call Earth, just happened to fall into the exact right place, not too far or close to the sun or moon, the exact right place necessary to support life. That all life on Earth evolved from a single cell in some primordial goop by random selection and chance. Never mind the fact that we do not even possess the math capable to calculate the odds of all this stuff happening. Never mind the fact that we do have the technology available to us today to see the intelligent complexities of life written into the genetic code, that even a single cell contains such complexity, a machine with gears and cogs, that there is absolutely no way it could have possibly formed on its own. Never mind the fact that there is not a single shred of evidence to support this satanic theory. It is readily believed and regarded as truth by many today, and, as we will see more and more as time marches on, those who deny it, like you, are regarded as ignorant, superstitious fools. Satan is so good at what he does that he has convinced many to believe that killing unborn babies inside the wombs of their mothers is a right that all women should possess, or that ending the lives of the elderly and infirm is the humane thing to do when they become a burden on society, or when their so-called quality of life dips below someone's threshold. Satan is so good at what he does that he has convinced many people today that there is no such thing as sexual immorality, that anything that you want to do sexually is just fine. Forget what the prophets, our Lord Jesus, and the apostles record for us in Holy Scripture, as we see from St. Paul in the epistle today. Remember, you can be like God. You don't need some ancient book to teach you about sexual morality and immorality. Living together and having sexual relations outside of marriage is fine. If that's your bag, do it. So is homosexuality. So is pornography. So is polygamy and polyamory and any other ories. Any sexual lifestyle that floats your boat is good. Look at the forbidden fruit. It is pleasing to your eyes and looks good for your consumption. Go ahead, take a bite. It's all good. Satan is so good at what he does that he has convinced even many who call themselves Christians into believing that what really matters is not what you believe, but what you do. And what you do is totally up to you. You get to define your own parameters for your own version of Christianity. Heck, you don't even really need Jesus at all. He's just one of many spiritual gurus that have lived throughout history, no different than Vishnu or Buddha or Gandhi or whatever else you put on the list. Satan is so good at what he does that he convinces many that the Word of God is obsolete, that it is unnecessary, that it is just a book written by men about their views on religion, and that it is not the inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God himself. But Satan, dear friends, is a liar. He's a liar from the beginning. He is the father of lies. He never, ever tells the truth. You cannot be like God. You don't get to make the rules. You are not permitted to determine what is good and evil or true and false on your own and be a Christian. You can do that all you want. You can determine for yourself what is true and false, what is good and evil, what your opinions and views are on this or that, but you don't get to do that and call yourselves a little Christ, a Christian. That's the difference. Those who just believe what they believe do not belong to Christ, but to Satan. Christians do not conform themselves to the world and its ways, but to the Word of God, period. Be warned, dear friends. This is not a game. Our Lord comes to us on this third Sunday in Lent to set the record straight. There is no middle ground. Either you are with him or you are against him. Either you are with him or you are with Satan. Either you gather with Jesus or you scatter against him. You don't get to form your own opinions and views about this or that issue or thing and be a Christian. Either you are informed by the Word of God or you are informed by Satan. That's what the world hates. The exclusivity of Christianity. That's what your old Adams hate. Because it rules out any possibility that you play a role in your salvation or that you can come up with your own rules. And you want to come up with your own rules. Repent. Do not think that saying the words, "I believe in Jesus," is like some magical incantation that makes all well. That as long as you say those words, you are free to believe whatever you want, and it's all good. Even the demons believe in Jesus and shudder. And do not think that just because you are baptized and confirmed or belong to a church, have your name on a membership roster, your place in Christ's kingdom is firmly established and can never be lost. It's not true. This is what our Lord warns us about time and time again in Scripture. You can fall from grace. You can lose your faith. You can kick the Holy Spirit out and make no room for your Lord and Savior, Jesus, again. And when you do that, when you have had the stronger man, Jesus, enter into the house of your soul, but later kicked him out, then the danger for you is all that much worse. That's what our Lord Jesus is warning us about when he talks about the demon returning to his house with seven of his minions and the last state of the person being worse than the first. For we know through God's word that holy baptism sweeps the house of your soul clean, forgives you all your sins, and makes you a dear child of God. But if baptism is not supplemented with absolution, instruction in the Word of God, and the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are left vulnerable to demonic attack. The baptismal life is a life lived in daily repentance and faith. And faith always returns to its source, Jesus, to receive from him the sustenance it needs. That's the call. It's the Lenten call, but it's the all-time call. It is the call for every day of your Christian life. Repent and return to the Lord. That's the Christian life. It is a life lived in Jesus. It is a life lived in the Word of God. It is a life lived not by your own rules, but according to the Word of God alone. It is a life lived in Jesus, for he alone is the stronger man who is able to defeat the strong man, Satan. And defeat him, he has. It was for this purpose that he came, to attack and overcome Satan. He came to fulfill the promise given to Adam and Eve in the garden, to be the seed of the woman sent to crush the serpent's head. And as for a sign, only an evil and unfaithful generation seeks after a sign, for we have the word of God that is sign alone. Nevertheless, our Lord does give us a sign. He gives us the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah was in the belly of a fish for 3 days, so was our Lord, the Son of Man, in the belly of this earth for 3 days. The sign Jesus gives is his death and resurrection. That's why he has come. That's how he ultimately destroyed the works of the devil and plundered his kingdom completely. Just as he destroyed the works of Pharaoh and plundered his kingdom in the days of Moses. Jesus defeats the strong man who is Satan on the cross by robbing him of his claim upon you, by robbing him of his claim upon all of sinful humanity. Jesus pays the price for all sinners with his holy and precious blood, taking their punishment, the true and just punishment they deserve, upon himself, so that they can be forgiven and freed from their bondage to Satan. And as proof of that victory over Satan, he rises from the tomb on the third day and opens the way to everlasting life to all who believe in him. Do you see then, dear friends, how there can be no middle way? Jesus is not a partial Savior, and there is no such thing as partial Christians. Either Jesus accomplished your salvation completely or not at all. And either you cling to him completely and alone for your salvation or not at all. There is no middle ground. Jesus tells us that he himself will spit the lukewarm out of his mouth. If you want to go your own way, if you want to win your own salvation, if you want to come up with your own opinions and views and just believe what you believe, you are free to do so. But be advised, you will have kicked out the stronger man and made room for the strong man and his demons to enter back in. For Satan is a powerful foe, and he means business. You cannot defeat him on your own. You need Jesus for that. And he has defeated him for you. In him alone is your victory. And dear friends, that victory was not cheap, so don't treat it as though it were. That victory cost more than all the silver and gold of all time. It cost the Son of God his very life. But as St. Paul writes, he gave his life for you. Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. And he applies that salvation that he won for you at the cross to you at the font in the sacrament of holy baptism, from the chancel, in the words of holy absolution, I forgive you all your sins, and from the holy altar, where he gives into you the very body and blood given and shed for your salvation, that you might be forgiven, and that the stronger man might continue to occupy the house of your soul, so that the demons cannot enter in. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. You keep the word of God, dear friends, by coming here to where the word of God comes to you, where your Lord Jesus meets you to fill you up with his word and his body and blood in the supper. You keep the word of God by living lives of daily repentance and faith, returning to the house of the Lord regularly to confess your sins and receive the forgiveness you need. There is no other way. There is no middle ground. There is no fence riding allowed. Repent and believe. Cling to Jesus. He is the only way. He has done for you what you failed to do, and he has laid down his life for you that you might go free. And at the end, wonder of wonders, Satan's nasty lie, you can be like God, is actually a truth in Jesus. For in Jesus, you are like God. In Jesus and him alone, you are holy and righteous. In Jesus and him alone, are you a perfect, obedient child of the divine? In Jesus and him alone, you have a table reserved for you at the house of God. In Jesus and him alone, you are perfect, you are righteous, and you are holy. In Jesus, you are like God. But only in Jesus. The Holy Spirit keep you in Jesus now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. holy and gracious God. Your Son has loved us and given himself up as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to you. Receive your Holy Church's thanksgiving this day for such boundless love, and grant that all the baptized remain in the grace that you have given them, imitating our Lord as your beloved children. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
King of the nations, remember those who have been entrusted with civil authority among us and those who serve in our armed forces, including Gabriel Blair, Derek Brown, Dustin Majewski, Christopher Schaub, and Justin Wyborn. Protect, strengthen, and uphold them in every good deed. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of good news, bless and strengthen all of the ministries of your holy church to the blind and the deaf and the developmentally and physically disabled, that they might know your salvation and rejoice in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son is the stronger man against whom the forces of darkness cannot successfully contend. Grant that he ever dwell in all of us by the power of his holy word and his holy sacraments, that Satan may never gain a foothold in our lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lover of mankind, your Son healed many with frail and diseased bodies. Remember in your kindness and love all who cry out to you in their hour of need, especially those for whom our prayers have been requested, including Joan Birch, Bill Harmon, Marlene Wilchard, Dick Weiser, Ella Shaw, Mary Jacklett, Megan Brown, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Shirley Curry, Scott McCollum, Landon Culp, Fred Glazer, Charles Shaw, Margaret Doobie, Lloyd Doobie, James Whiting, Maxine Call, Albert Cull, Lee G, David Jerry Gerard, Sherry Schaub, Pastor Dan Chambers, Rosemary Reichart, Sally Messer, Michelle Johnson, Matt Boffman, Chris Woodrow, Jerry Howard, Miriam Sohn, Brenda Netsley, and Lynn Main. Give them patience as they wait for healing and trust in your unfailing love, no matter what befalls them in this world. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of mercy, your Son has prepared a feast for us so that we will not die eternally, but we will live in him forever. Grant that we may receive this holy Eucharist in sincere repentance and true faith, and to our abundant blessing. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of the living, you raised your Son from the dead, and by your Spirit you gave your people a share in his unending life. Receive our thanks for the victory of those who have fallen asleep in faith in him, and bring us with them to the endless joys of your new heaven and new earth. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assault of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts, we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, our Lamb of God, during your baptism of vows and all the days of your life. Amen. Let the very body of Christ give it to you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptism of vows all the days of your life. The very body of Christ given for you. 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 The very body of Christ given for you.
Christ.
holy and precious, true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Give you peace.
Amen.